I have served as an Army Corps of Medicine since 2006, but I am here today before you in my capacity as the National Spokesman for the National Debt Relief Amendment, which is a state initiative, nonpartisan effort to add an amendment to the Constitution using Article 5. And the National Debt Relief Amendment was first proposed by a Texas-based nonprofit called RestoringFreedom.org. It has been thoroughly researched and strongly endorsed by the Global Water Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. They have said that the National Debt Relief Amendment is the most powerful idea we have seen to bring the federal debt crisis under control. And we are very proud to have had the National Debt Relief Amendment be adopted as model legislation by Alex in January of 2011. The National Debt Relief Amendment is not to be confused with a balanced budget amendment. It is a much different approach to achieving the same goal. At RestoringFreedom.org, we certainly support the idea of a balanced budget amendment. A BDA and the NDRA can complement each other. As far as we are concerned, the more provisions that are in place to make it more difficult for Congress to borrow and spend money, the better. So we wish those who are working on the balanced budget amendment efforts well in their endeavors to Alex organization has unquestionably done the best job of trying to educate legislators about the Article 5 process. And that's what I am here today to talk about. I'm here to talk about more about Article 5 than I am about the National Debt Relief Amendment itself. Because as I travel around the country, I find that my challenge is not to get people to like the amendment. The amendment is so simple, you can put it on the back of a business card, and it's 18 words. An increase in the federal debt requires approval from a majority of the legislatures of the separate states. People look at this, and I can sell this amendment in 30 seconds. My biggest challenge is that as I travel around the country, most legislators are lacking the knowledge about the Article 5 process. I would guess that most of you in the room are very knowledgeable about the process, given who this group is. In fact, there are people sitting in this room, legislators, who are currently working on Article 5 efforts. So, but I see a clear need to educate legislators about the Article 5 process around the country, and I'm asking that the Tax and Fiscal Policy Task Force would take this on in the coming months and years as a priority issue to help educate legislators about this process. And the reason I think this is important is because if you study the history of Article 5 and what our founding fathers intended, I am convinced that they intended that not only would we, as state legislators, understand that we have a right to use Article 5, but moreover, we have a duty to use Article 5 when we see an out-of-control, overreaching federal government. We should be using Article 5. They intended that we would use it. And I'm convinced that if our founders could stand here before us today, they would be asking, why are you using Article 5 more often? We gave them a powerful tool, and you're not using it. They'd be puzzled, and I think they'd be disappointed. And it's also amazing when you look at what they did with Article 5. Think about it. They gave states, via their state legislation, the unilateral power to propose and ratify amendments to the U.S. Constitution. They didn't give anyone else that power. They didn't give Congress that power. Congress can propose amendments, but they can't ratify them. We have to do that. They didn't give the president any power in the Article 5 process, nor did they give the state government any power. We, the state legislators, have the unilateral power to propose and ratify amendments, even if 100% of the members of Congress, the president of the United States, every governor across the planet opposed it. If we want it, we have that power. They gave us that power. So, I am here today to ask that we, that you as the Tax and Fiscal Policy Task Force, would adopt this as a priority item going forward. Because the National Debt Relief Amendment is by no means the only issue with which, for which we should be using Article 5. Think about healthcare, the EPA, federal mandates, and if all of us thought about it, we could go on and on with a longer list of things for which we could be using Article 5. But I can't think of a better one than the Central Pit. If you look at the history of our country, if ever there was an issue for which we should be invoking our rights under Article 5, it is our Central Pit crisis, which is threatening the very sovereignty and the security of our country. If ever there was a time in the history of our country when we should be using Article 5 as our founding father wisely intended, it is now. And I'll leave you with this final thought. Article 5. Use it or lose it. Thank you. And by one more thing, we have brochures at the table in the back. There's also an Article 5 handbook authored by Professor Robert Davidson, public buyout. I want you to pick up a copy of our brochure. I want you to pick up a copy of the handbook, and you will find them to be a tremendous resource, and I commend Alex for taking the initiative to see that this is getting out there into the hands of my students. Thank you very much.